I don't know if you know where Snowball is. You know as much about it now as I did before I told you. Well, that's way up in the northern country, way up near Nebraska. Yeah, Nebraska? Yeah, up in that part of the country. We was up in there 3 weeks last fall, advertising. I seen me sit down there, I went in there to a place called Snowball, and I sat down to a big table, and the table was lower than that, and it was stacked just like that, with books. And I sat there, and all I'd done was sign my name, and I sold the books just as fast as I could sign my name. And when I got done, there was no books on the table. And
how many children did you have?
Pardon?
How many children do you have?
How many children did I have? Oh, well, I didn't have any. The woman had 19.
That was easy.
I got to tell you the truth.
Did you have any sisters?
Pardon?
Did you have any sisters?
So I have any sisters?
Yeah.
I had five.
Where are they? Like, where did they go after they?
They're all dead now, but one.
Where did they go?
I don't know where they're gone. That's something I can't follow them up.
Did they go to Kingston or did they go to Belmont?
Oh, they went to Rochester and where to British Columbia and all over. I've got one living yet, that's all there is living. Out of 19 children, there's only two of us living.
How old did you
get? I've raised 19 children of my own and they're all dead but poor.
You had 19 children?
Yeah.
Your wife had 19 children.
Well, yeah, my wife had 19.
How many grandchildren you have?
Oh, about 200. I counted till I run out of chalk.
How old is your sister that's alive?
Chalk. My sister?
Yeah, that's alive.
Oh, she's 78.
How do you stay so healthy, like how you are now?
Well, it's just because I eat right, I sleep right, and I do what's right.
Do you drink?
No, I don't drink.
No smoke?
No. No. I smoked. I did smoke till I was 104, and then I quit.
You smoked, so it didn't hurt you at all, eh?
No. I drove a car till I was 104, and I guess I've been driving a car yet, but I was on the road and going along, and the police come along and says, "What are you doing?" I said, "Well, can't you see what I'm doing? I'm driving the car." he says, "Can I see your license?" I said, "Yes." So I showed him my license. He says, "All right." He says, "But how old are you?" I said, I got to tell you the truth. Well, he says, "That's what I'm expecting." I said, "I'm 104. He says, "I don't want to see that car on the road again."
Hey, do you feel a lot better since you quit smoking?
No, I don't know what. I don't feel no different. Don't bother me. I can smoke today, or I can smoke tomorrow, or I can smoke the next day. And I can go along for a year and never want no more smoke. I can smoke or I can leave it alone. I can take a drink of beer or I can leave it alone. I take a drink of whiskey and leave it alone. I don't care. Don't bother me. I can go with a woman or leave her alone.
How did you learn to read and write if you never went to school?
I learned to read and write just same as I am now, just shooting the ball.
You said you were signing your name on.
Oh yeah. I've done all my own business, but I do it instead of wearing a cap. I have my brains up here.
Can you write?
No, I can't write.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering.
Well, no, I can't read nor write. I don't know my own name.
Okay.
Unless somebody asked me.
Then how did you sign your name there on your books then? You can't write your name.
Well, I just make my cross and they write, somebody else writes it. The law's the way to do a thing if you try.
What's the main thing in the days of the Depression that you remember the best? Anything bad or good?
I can't.
Do you remember the Depression?
Can I remember?
The Depression, something about the Depression that you thought was good or bad, real bad about it.
Well, anything is good, we know it's good. Anything is bad, we know it's bad. Your conscience, there's a conscience here that'll tell you if you do wrong. There's a conscience that'll tell you if you do right.
You get along good in the Depression?
I've always been good, all as far as my conscience. If I was doing something and my conscience told me not to do it, I wouldn't do it.
Did you find it hard to live in the Depression?
Pardon?
Did you find it hard to live in the Depression? Like?
Oh, no. I had quite a family. I had 19 children, and I worked in the Depression for 88 cents a day and board my family and lived.
And you made enough.
Keep my family, clothe them, and live. And all I got was 88 cents a day in the Depression.
You had a farm, did you?
Yeah.
Where was your farm?
Down here in Cashel, Gilmore, it's called. I had a farm there. But I'm going to tell you a little story now. Hard times. When I had 19 children, and I had a team of horses and slaves, and I had all the farm equipment I wanted. And that was the closest run that I think I ever was in my life of not having nothing to eat in the house. I had all those children and the farm to look after and everything. Hooked up a horse and I went to Gilmore and I met a man and he stopped me and he says, "What are you doing, Dave?" I says, "Well, I ain't doing nothing now." I said, "I ain't soon going to be able to do nothing. I'm going to starve to death." Well, he says, "I'll tell you." He says, "If you can get me a deer," he says, "I'll give you 5 cents a pound for every piece of meat you can give me." Well, I said, "Well, boy, no." Before I left home, the woman said we was on the last loaf of bread. Well, I said, "Now this is something, this is putting me to the test." I just wheeled right around and put right back home again and grabbed the dog off the leash, hit for the woods, and I was gone in just a half an hour and I had a big deer. I took the deer out and sold it to this man and got a bag of flour. And that was something.
If you're going to start, why couldn't you just eat the deer? Like if there was that much deer,
well, I could go and get a deer any time, but I couldn't go and get a bag of flour any time.
Well, yeah, if you wouldn't start, if you had lots of deer, you must have more than
you need. Yeah, you wouldn't want to live on deer meat all the time. You couldn't get sick of that.
You wouldn't starve to death if you eat the meat.
Oh, no, you wouldn't starve to death.
Yeah. You do more with flour.
Yeah, but you can start.
I've seen us for 7 years and we never seen a piece of bread. Or pancakes. We had to eat buckwheat pancakes. 7 years. Couldn't buy a loaf of bread. And no matter how much money you had, you couldn't buy no bread. There was no bread. But we raised lots of buckwheat and take it to the mill and get it ground and have buckwheat flour.
What do you think about these Frenchmen down in Quebec?
Well, they're all right. They're something like myself. If they mind their own business, they're all right.
What do you think of Ray Levesque is carrying on?
Oh, Ray Levesque, he's just an antichrist.
A what?
An antichrist. You ever hear about an antichrist?
No.
Well, I'll tell you then. I thought you had education. An antichrist is a man that thinks he knows everything and don't know nothing. That's an antichrist. The Bible tells you that they'll be a man will arise out of no place, and he'll come up as an antichrist, and he'll rule, but for a short season. So I think this Levesque is one of those antichrists.
Where did you go to church?
Oh, I always had a church in my head of my own.
Did your mom read the Bible to you?
Yeah, I know. I went to Sunday school. I went to Sunday school quite a lot. I learned more in Sunday school than I ever learned in my life. I learned things in Sunday school that I'll never forget. I take it to the grave with me.
When are you going to take it to the grave?
Oh, I don't know when that's going to be. Just when good master says, I gotta go. When he says, come on, I'm all through. I don't know. I don't know why he's keeping me here for what I'm doing.
Did you send your family to school?
Yeah, all my family went to school. I sent them all to school.
What do you think about Trudeau now, too?
Trudeau? Oh, Trudeau's all right. He's a good man for himself. But he don't need to be. He's got lots of money. He's just looking for power now. That's all he's looking for. Trudeau's just looking for power. He's got lots of money. He don't have to be there. That's why his wife left him, because he's got lots of money. And she wanted to spend his money, and he wouldn't give it to her.
How old were you when you got married?
I was 28. 28, and I married a girl 17.
How many wives did you have?
I had five.
Did they die, or divorce them?
No, some of them run away, and some of them died, and some of them forgot to live at all. They didn't know where they was. And I'd never run after them. If they went away, I'd say goodbye to bad rubbish. Let them go. They wanted to run, I'd give them something to run for.
Why did they run away?
Well, that you tell me.
What do you think of Mrs. Trudeau?
Oh, she's nice. No flies on her. Oh, yeah. Oh, she's a beautiful girl. I liked her very well.
You took her out, did you?
Yeah.
You did? Yeah.
And Mrs. Betty Kennedy,
yeah.
I had dinner with her.
Oh, Margaret Trudeau was nice to you.
She is. Oh, she was lovely. She was lovely. I liked Margaret. I was disappointed, though. I was looking for a redhead. when I seen her here, she had brown hair. So I was disappointed on her. I thought she was redhead.
Are you interested in getting married again?
Pardon?
Are you interested in getting married again?
Well, I didn't ask her.
So she wasn't.
No, you're all quite smart here. Have you? Are you? I can't see it, but it's all the same. If you were going to ask the girl to get married, what would you say?
May I have your attention? Two notices here. One is for Mr. Miedema, for all 3A English students. There is a very important notice in A7 for all the 3A English students. Check it on your way out tonight, please. And there will be no late buses running tonight. Neither one of the late buses will be running.
I don't mean me, does it? Well,
if you were going to ask a girl to marry you, how would you ask?
Well, when I asked a girl to marry me, I said, do you think that you and I could live alone together our lifetime? I give you 3 days to figure it out.
I thought you got five
ways. Officer said yes, why, there was a deal made. She said she didn't believe she could live that long with a man while the dealer was off.
When did you get your first car?
Pardon?
When did you buy your first car?
Oh, I bought my first car when... Oh, I couldn't tell you now. I couldn't tell you when I bought my first car. Way along in 38, I think. I think it was 38 when I bought my first car. I first got married anyway.
What kind was it?
It was a Ford.
Ford.
I took it down through the field and there were a lot of tents there and I was trying to learn to drive it. And boys, I put the tent to the place. Knocked out pegs and everything else.
Well, it is time to go, so Mr. Trumbull, on behalf of all the people here, I'd like to thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.